Hello, hello, hi, how are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. Hope you've had a good week. Thank you so much for ever listening. Okay, what have I been up to? Living life, doing what needs to be done. Something happened today because I'm recording this podcast on a Friday, which is today, Friday, and this episode is released every Tuesday. But this happened today, literally. This morning, I went on TikTok just to check to see what my page was doing. Sometimes I go on TikTok as well to watch videos. Of course, there was notifications and comments and things like this. The first comment on a picture I posted a few days ago was, "You will die in Jesus' name." I do apologize in case if you are picking up any sound, if you're hearing any sound of music, there is an event going on here and I have to record this because this is the only time I have and I'm trying to gather my thoughts and not be distracted by the sound of music that they are playing. So pardon with me in case if you're picking that sound, okay? We have to do what we do. So this person left this comment, "You will die in Jesus' name." Religious psychosis is a problem. It is a massive problem. It is a thing. It is a thing. Because how are you going to be weaponizing your religion in the name of God? You call yourself a Christian. You call yourself someone that is righteous. But you do not have empathy, compassion. You don't show kindness. You don't have love. I have said this so many times. A lot of people who claim to be extremely religious, let me just say some, just to be respectful, are wicked as fuck. You are a wicked person, but you are using your religion as a blanket to be mean. Just say that you are wicked. Why is it that every fucking time you are coming to queer people, you always come with, "God forbid, find Jesus. You need Jesus. You need to find God. May God heal you. May you be forgiven. May you repent." Repent. What the fuck am I repenting from? What am I repenting from? Can you make it make sense to me? Because some of you are thieves, murderers, fraudsters. You commit the most atrocities on the face of the earth, but you are bothered about queer people. The one that even makes me laugh is some of these Igbo people who are up in arms, who are going crazy for the fact that I say that I'm an Igbo man. My dear, I'm an Igbo man. We are not a monolith. The way you have Ndwori thieves, Agberos, murderers, that are Igbos, that are Igbo people, is the way you have gay people. You have men and women can be an Igbo person and be whatever they want to be. Some of you are just fucked up. You are just fucked up and you don't have common sense. You don't even understand your culture. And that is the problem. Can we just talk about navigating cultural collision between Igbo traditions and queer identity? Because this is where the problem lies. A lot of you come and say that there is no queerness in Igbo land. There is no queerness in Africa. This is nothing that we know in our culture. I have said this so many times, even on TikTok lives. The Igbo spirituality, culture, and identity and things like this operates based on duality, balance, and flexibility. It is flexible. Of course, the primary aim for you to have children is between a man and a woman. Nobody is disputing that. But in the same realm, in the same capacity as well, queer people are there and they are respected, they are seen, they are allowed to be themselves. That is why if you are gender non-conforming in the Igbo spirituality and the African spirituality prior to colonization, you are revered, you are respected. That is the thing where they say people with two spirits, people that are gender non-conforming. A lot of you conflate religion with your culture and you fucking don't know what you are talking about. I don't know it all, but I know enough to understand that being queer and African is something that has always been there. It has always been there. And we continue to be there. Telling me that this is nothing we do in our culture is just as redundant as they come. It's so fucked up and messed up. It does not make any sense whatsoever. Because what it makes you look like is that you fucking look stupid. A lot of you will be like, "Why are you saying that you are Igbo? Are you okay? Are you okay?" To start with, I am an Igbo man. We are Igbo people. I am an Igbo man. Some of you are worried. Meanwhile, your fathers, your grandfathers are homosexuals. Oh my God. I want to let you know that gay people are not disrespecting the African culture. gay Yoruba people, gay Igbo people, gay Hausa people, Efik people, people from Ghana, everyone that is queer is not disrespecting the African culture. We are part of the culture. That is who we are. We are here to reclaim our truth. Who we are. Is it omenala or oppression? I don't understand. For someone that doesn't understand Igbo, it's culture. Is it culture or oppression? Because you lot are happy oppressing people. All of you, you're just happy seeing people suffer. Some of you will come and say the most wicked things. You'll be like, if my son or my daughter is a lesbian, I'm going to kill them. And you think that's okay. Some of you are not good people. You are not good people. And that is very, very evident to see. It is horrible. It is fucking horrible. I am okay. I am strong. I have worked on myself. All the insults and whatever doesn't get to me. But I know how it is. It's like me, I am screaming for the people in the back who are not able to defend themselves. People like children that are queer and people who are so oppressed. All you want is for people to repress who they are and conform to your nonsense. Meanwhile, some of you crusty, dusty, good-for-nothing women are with gay men without actually knowing it. You are with homosexuals. You think your husbands are straight. You need to go and be wise. Wise up. Wise up. Because if you call yourself man of God, children of God, like you claim to be, you will understand the golden rule of humanity that everyone deserves to be happy, to be loved, to be treated less, to be treated like a human being, to be respected. You lot are wicked. You lot are wicked and your priorities are misplaced. Nobody is disrespecting the African culture for being a homosexual, for being a lesbian, for being a trans man or a trans woman, for being gender non-conforming. Nobody is fucking disrespecting your culture. We are the culture. We are part of the culture. Some of you don't understand your traditions. You don't understand your traditions. You do not understand tradition at all. Is your tradition a cage? Is it a cage where you want to put people in a cage and lock them up? What tradition are you trying to talk about? Oh my God, this really, really annoys the crap out of me. It does. The thing is, when it comes to patriarchy, gender roles, heteronormativity, and things like this in the African culture and the Igbo culture, a lot of you don't really understand how things work. I just feel like you don't understand. Even me, I tend sometimes to look at some of you. Let's forget that we don't understand our culture. But sometimes common sense is not common. What has happened to a lot of you is that you've bought into the nonsense whereby you see gay people as not man enough. Patriarchy is fucking you up. Gender roles is fucking you up. Because some of you will be like, oh, who is the woman? Who is the man? You don't understand anything. Because of this nonsense, that is why things are not moving forward. My ancestors, the people before us, understand that women have a role. That's why in the Igbo spirituality, you have Allah, which is God of fertility, peace, and things. And Allah is a woman. All of you will be like, oh, but it's only between a man and a woman. Who told you that the so-called God Almighty that you always mention did not create queer people, did not create LGBTQIA+ individuals? Do you think we came from where? Where did you think we came from? The thing is, some of the reductive and redundant arguments some of you make all the time, it's like, oh, it's free will. It's free will. God created everybody, but people choose to be gay and they choose to commit sin. It's free will. Free will, my nyansh. Are you not okay? If you are a woman and you have agency, some of these motherfuckers will say the same thing to you. But what really, really grinds my cheese is some of the women who are actually homophobic. I was speaking to somebody on my TikTok live the other day. I said to them, I'm not a woman, but I understand, I can empathize the struggles that women go through when it comes to patriarchy and how women are treated. I understand that I cannot for the life of me understand why you as a woman who have been oppressed and continue to be oppressed cannot empathize with gay people. The reason why is because you are dancing naked for patriarchy. You are fucking twerking for patriarchy. You are a pick me bitch. You are a pick me bitch. That's what you are. You want the men to pick you. And your toto is wide for nothing. You are useless. Because all you care is validation from men. And some of the men that you are seeking validation from are homosexuals. And they got married to you. And you think you are with a man that cares for you. That wants to be with you. Meanwhile, that man is chasing Emeka, Peter, Oladele, Olayinka, Ola Kenny, Kenneth, Emeka is chasing all of them everywhere. You think that man cares for you? That man is using you as his beard. You are his beard. You are AU. You don't know what you are doing. Some of you need to learn and have common sense, because that is not okay. That is not okay. That is not how people who call themselves good Christian people behave. You're here dancing naked, asking men to come and love me. That's why some of you will come and see gay people talk. Are you a woman? Wear wig now. Adako, our wife. Did I tell you that I'm a woman? A gay man is not a woman. Just because if I love a man and I sleep with a man does not make me a woman. I'm a man who is attracted to a man. I'm still a man at the end of the day. If I'm around a woman and a woman is getting naked, I will respect that woman and leave, because I'm a man at the end of the day. I'm not attracted to her, but I will respect her because she won't feel comfortable. At the end of the day, what that person is seeing is a man. You lot are fucked up. Fucked up. That's what you are. You know the thing that really makes me laugh is that whole thing that queerness is on African. It is a myth. It is a myth and a colonial lie that still controls communities in Africa up until today. And it is evident for you to see, because all of you will come, that is not our culture now. It's not our culture. It's colonization that made you feel the way you are feeling. It's not our culture. Do you not wear suits? Do you tie wrapper or wear traditional outfits to go everywhere? I saw a picture recently of the Ghanaian president wearing this wonderful African attire. I went on the comments, look at the things some people were saying. You lot are not proud of yourselves. You are brainwashed. You've been robbed of your language, your culture, your common sense. You don't ask questions anymore. All you do is respect the masters. Ndinzuzu. Ndinzuzu. You are not going to go to Aso Rock and go and fight with your president and ask them why is Nigeria horrible. It's homosexuals and lesbians and queer people that you have time for. And you're here telling us that we should die. And you're using the name of God. That's why I shall never be well with some of you. Horrible people. Queerness is African. It has always been there. That is why it is in the Igbo culture. I'm saying it because it's flexible. It is in the Yoruba culture. Hausa, Tanuri, everywhere in Africa. That's why we have the women husbands. Remember what I said earlier. The culture in Africa is based on duality, flexibility, and balance. That is why in certain cultures, women are allowed to go and get married to a woman and bring them in if they are not able to have children in their family, for them to go and have children. Because it is flexible. They understand that where people exist, nobody is cussing you out and insulting you back in the day. During our forefathers' times, you are allowed to be and live your life. That is why they have a term for it in Hausa language. It is called Yandawudu. My dear, we LGBTQIA plus individuals are not your problem, because we will always be juicy. We will always live our lives. I am going to do the things. I am going to live my life unapologetically. Some of you will come and say, why don't you keep it quiet? Must you say it? Do you not kiss your girlfriends on the street? Do you not kiss people on the street? Are you okay? Why should I keep you quiet? Being told you are a disgrace to your lineage. I have been told so many freaking times. And I look at them. I'll be like, look at me. Look at me. Disgrace what? How? Me? Disgrace ke? Are you sure? Kilo day. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Okay? How am I a disgrace? Some of you are a disgrace to your families. The thing that is really, really funny as well is when they say your ancestors will not accept you. My dear, you see the way I am sitting here recording this podcast. My ancestors are here. They are sitting here giving me positive vibes, guiding me, praying for me, protecting me. I have said this to you. My parents have both passed away. I know my daddy is in this room with me. I know my mom is here with me. I know my great-great-grandfather is here with me. They are guiding me. My ancestors know that I'm not wrong. I know that. I can feel it. I'm sure. I'm not a sinner. I'm not a taboo, because I know that my ancestors rock with me. And I know that. So when you do these things, it seems to be an emotional violence, actually. Because you're trying to say to somebody that is accepted by their people, that they shouldn't be accepted, that they are ashamed of them. That is why some of you will come and speak to me and say to me, does your family love you? Are your family proud of you? I don't fucking care about anyone, whether you are proud of me or not. I am an adult. I pay my bills like today. I went to a store and bought Korean beauty products to keep myself supple and my skin good because it makes me happy. Did I go and ask my brother for permission, my uncle for permission, or my sisters and brothers or my cousins? No, the fuck not. I decided to do it. I got into my car and I drove to the mall and did the things. There's a lot of people that I have come across that are disowned by their family. I just don't want to mention names because it's horrible to be a queer person and you are told that you are not good enough. In my case, will I call mine disowned? My two brothers don't speak to me, but I know one of them will come around. They will come around and they will apologize to me one day. I'm saying it. I've said this so many times. They will come around. But one of them I don't want to speak to ever, ever. But we, as a people, somehow don't like people's individuality. When you are expressing yourself and you are happy with yourself and you are good and you are doing okay and you are okay with who you are. Some people don't like that. And that is not my problem. That is not my problem. If you are a queer person, I can't remember any real stories in my head, but I've seen a lot of stories of people that their family were really, really mean to, going up to the extent of erasing them from anything that they do. Like me, actually, literally, most times, like in my brother's book, they don't really, really speak to me. It's not a relationship anymore. One of my brother and his wife. And that does not bother me anymore. It did initially. Because boy, do I love that man. I still love him up until today, but that's from afar. I was demonized and I continued to be demonized up until today. Am I a demon? No. Am I juicy? Absolutely. Am I doing the things? Yes. If some people say, yes, I'm doing the things. I'm doing the things. You're never going to erase me. You're never going to erase us. I have been in situations where things are brought up about queer people. Like when they had a meeting about me, actually, what am I saying? My relatives had a meeting about me in a WhatsApp group and someone that is related to me sent me all the conversations because that person is on my side. They sent me all the conversations and said to me, I just wanted to let you know this is what they are talking about you. But just know that I am always here. I will always care because I love you unconditionally. They were mocking me. They were saying things about me. And the things they were saying, somehow, they were saying it as if they were trying to save me. But what are you saving me from? Exactly. What are you saving me from? You know what's so sad? A lot of these people have known me all my life, through primary school to secondary school to university. And none of them have ever offered me any advice, financial help, and otherwise. It's not their responsibility to give me financial help because they are not my father or my parents. But you can advise someone that is related to you. I do that all the time, even people that I don't know. Sometimes I will call or text message and say, how are you? They never did that. But now, them and their crusty nyash, their unwashed bum crack and their unwashed mouth. Is it frowsy breath or something? One of those things. You have the audacity to speak about me with your unwashed mouth? Are you okay? No, you are not okay. Absolutely. You are not okay. And you know what's so sad about these things? Some of these people that are trying to save me, their children are useless. And I'm not saying this that in a way to make fun of them. No, that's not what I'm doing. But their children are useless. Like, useless. And you think because of I'm a gay man, that is your problem. Wow. Wow. That's all I'm going to say. There's a lot of our history that we absolutely not really care about. I'm not going to go into this because I'm not a historian, but there are a lot of pre-colonial gender and sexuality practices in the Igbo land and Africa, like the queerness that existed before the church and the British came. There were a lot of these things. Some of them, if you go on Google actually and type in, you will read a lot of things. This is not something that I will be going into details, but you can read about it and know that you have things happening in your land that they existed before the church and colonization came. One thing is for sure that colonization and Christianity rewrote and reinterpreted the cultural situation in Africa. A lot of people look at things that they are not even supposed to care about. They'll be like, oh, it's not very Western. There's something that happened one time where somebody, I'm not going to say this again because it's just like, no, I'll just be respectful. But the thing is, a lot of you, your language has been taken from you. Look at the Igbo language and some Nigerian languages, actually. A lot of people cannot even say certain things in their languages. and you think you are wise. My dear, what changed things when it comes to queer people in Africa is colonization and Christianity. It's like when people call you a kwensu, a lot of these things that you see is reinterpretation. My dear, all you need to do is research and read about your history. You don't have to know everything, like I don't know everything, but at least I have an idea. The thing is, I have reclaimed my Igbo queerness. I reclaimed it. I always say that I'm an Igbo gay man because spiritually and historically, that is true. I'm a spiritual being. I have people that came before me that are fighting for me, that are protecting me. There are people who came before me that are Igbo from Zambia, Zanzibar, Zimbabwe, Ghana, Yoruba, Hausa, Efik, Idoma, Urobo, Benin, that are where before you and I existed. That is nothing new. Being a queer person is nothing new on the face of the earth. It has always been there. It is not new. Historically, we are powerful. Spiritually, we are strong. We are revered. And whether you like it or not, I want to make it clear to you, we are not a taboo. Because all of you will come and say, are you a Christian? In the name of Jesus, I pray to God, I see God. When did you see God? If you saw God, why did God not tell you that you should love thy neighbor as thyself? That you should love anybody, everybody. Everybody equally, but you don't, because you suffer from religious psychosis and selective morality, and we are not your problem. Let me tell you, we as queer people in general, especially queer people of African descent, we are preserving our language, our fashion, our things, and our identity on our own terms. We are doing it. We are doing it. We are bridging the gap between ancestry and authenticity. We are building new forms of belonging. New forms of belonging. Do you know what they are? Chosen family. Chosen family. Queer lineage. Cultural remixing. We know each other when we see each other. We are in a community. We choose ourselves. We support each other. We know that some of you crusty, dusty, good-for-nothing human beings are never going to give us what we want in terms of love because you've been brainwashed by Christianity and some of your fake pastors who only want money from you. But when you have problems, they ask you to go and pray to God. Yeah, we are doing all those things. And I want to tell you, actually, we are honoring our ancestors without betraying ourselves. We honor our ancestors. I do that all the time. I respect my culture. I respect the people who came before me. I don't speak horribly about my culture. It's some of you who think because if I say that I'm gay, which means I'm speaking horrible about my culture. No, I will never be anywhere and deny that I'm a person of African descent, that I'm African, that I'm from Nigeria, that I'm Igbo. I will always speak positively about who I am, about where I come from, because I am proud of it. I have reclaimed my power as a queer African, as a queer Igbo man. The thing is that some of you don't know how to engage with spirituality. You don't know how to respect your elders. You don't. But you know what we know how to do? We queer people, we LGBTQIA plus individuals, we know how to respect our elders and still live our queer truth. We be ourselves, we are who we are, but we respect everybody. Be it children, be it adults, we respect them because we understand what it's like to be different, what it's like to be treated less than. We have empathy, we have love. You know what I refuse to be? I refuse to choose between being Igbo and being who I am. I am not a betrayal. I am not. You lot need to learn how to evolve. You need to learn how to evolve. You don't grow. You refuse to grow. You refuse to read. You refuse to research. You refuse to be open-minded. My dear, you are in a cage. You are in a cage. You are, and you are miserable. You are there sweating. Your spirit is restless. Your soul is restless because of who you are and how wicked you are. My dear, we queer people, we are the things. We are the things. Okay? And whether you like it or not, we do what needs to be done. We are the power. We are the love. We are the light. We are shining bright as the full moon that we are. We are everything that you are never going to be. We are unique. We are special. And you will never be like us. You can say anything, everything that you want to say. You can insult and rain insults and be mean and attack people. but your soul is still restless. I need you to go and work on yourself, because some of you that are misbehaving, being homophobic, queerphobic, transphobic, your destiny is tied to an Iroko 3 in your father's village and you need help. Go and do some cleansing and respect your ancestors so that it shall be well with you. Anyway, yeah, you know the thing. I just want you to think one thing within yourself today. Reflect and think about things that uplift you as a queer person. Just think about those things and do them for yourself, because you deserve them. Yeah, let me not lie to you. Do you want to know what it means to me to be my own kind of Igbo? It means everything. Fabulous, fantastic, amazing, spiritually powerful, being guided by my ancestors, divinely protected, and being at peace with myself, and reclaiming my spirituality and my culture, and being proud of where I come from, and not being disrespectful towards my ancestors and my culture. That is who I am. And I will continue to be my own kind of Igbo person. Be your own kind of Igbo man. Be your own kind of African. We are not a monolith. Anyway, I have been Charles. You have been listening to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Have a wonderful time. I shall see you in the next episode.